Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for joining us today. We are going to be talking about good news today. So anybody out there, if you have some good news, let's talk about it. So we have a couple of people on the line right now, and one of the things I want to talk about is that they should have something called, rather just the news report, the good news report, because there's a lot of good things happening. We have the news that happens. Everything is a catastrophe. Everything is topsy-turvy. And I do agree that things are in really rough shape, but today let's just talk about good news. Just for a change. So I know some of you got to know some good news out there. And we'll talk about the good news. Okay. Anybody have good news they want to start out with? Okay. Don't tell me.
I'd have to take a long time to come up with something. It might be months.
I know, but we got to start doing it at least once a month. You know, come on, guys.
I'm with you. I'm all ears. When you asked me about this subject, I was looked on the internet, and they have this young black man, Andrew Koontz, K-O-O-N-C-E. Andrew Koontz, 15, is a talented African-American violinist from Atlanta. His list of awards and titles are impressive. As an eighth grader, he ranked first place at the Heritage Music Festival in Florida, winning the Maestro Award for his solo.
Wow.
And then, he looks pretty cool in his tuxedo holding his violin. And then there's Rochelle Ballantyne at 17. She's one of the top chess players in the world. This Brooklyn, New York native is a high school senior now, but her name is still at the top of the intermediate school 318s. And I don't know what that means, 318 apostrophe S, list of best players. She's on the verge of becoming the first black American female to earn the title of chess master.
Oh, wow. That is good news.
Yeah.
You would think there would be nothing else going on in the land with the young people except negative stuff. But there are.
I also seen a thing on the internet yesterday of the in Texas, this young black child, he was 14 years old, won the Texas Spelling Bee Championship, which I thought was tremendous, because usually a lot of Asians, Indian kids and whatnot, they specialize in that, and Chinese kids. Well, this kid won it hands down. And I also saw a little four-year-old. They have a display of it on the internet. I didn't bother to take his name down. This kid was knee-high. He was so short. He was an international violinist. He had a whole symphony orchestra behind him, standing there with his tails on, playing his little behind off and whatnot.
You're
for a long
kidding.
Time. It was fantastic. He was really good. He was 4 years old. He was a little kid. He played it, and he did the pizzicato and all the difficult things. But I do have one thing to say. My cousin, Alton Cornwell, who lives in Alabama, his son last year was also deemed the best violinist, young violinist in the country. Cornwell, Deuce as number two because he was a junior, so his father calls him Deuce. He's called Deuce Cornwell. He's won all sorts of accolades for his violinist. violin play. He stayed with me. They stayed with me when they came here to visit me about 7 or 8 years ago, and he was a little kid, and we have a piano in the back, and he's a violinist. He just went and then got on the piano. He didn't have never had piano lessons. He started belting out tunes. It's fantastically well-rounded and well-adjusted little kid. I guess his parents are very proud of him. I've seen a big display of his work on the internet late last year also.
Amazing. Okay, good news about some of the youth. Good news. Who else has some good news? Okay, we can't let our good news run out in this short of a period of time, guys.
Well, I found some good news on the internet. Some of the African former colonized republics have suspended the use of those ridiculous-looking wigs that they had, the Jewish prudence had, in the government, those long white wigs the British still use. Well, some of the African republics were still doing that. Well, this year a lot of them decided to disavow themselves of that foolishness, and they gave up on that, which I think is as positive as possible, because I think African people on this planet need to distance themselves as much as possible from a lot of aspects of Western culture. We never needed it. We don't need it, and we never needed it. You know, we had things going before we were colonized and everything, and we need to go back to that and investigate that. We know enough about Western civilization. So I think that's very positive.
All right. Good news of some changes.
Well, one thing I will say, Marvin, who's the, I just can't remember his name, the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers?
Cam Newton. He's going to win the MVP this year. He should anyway.
I think they might win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I think so, too.
I saw him do something that I'm not sure I've ever seen. In the last game, do you remember who they played? I think they played San Francisco, didn't they?
No, they played Atlanta.
Well, I saw him, what is he, like 6'6 or something?
He's 6'5", approximately 250 to 260 pounds.
Yeah, well, I saw him, he was on his back foot. This is a pass on his back foot, so he had no body momentum, and he just flicked this ball and made a perfect pass of 50 yards in the air. And that's something a lot of quarterbacks couldn't do, but if they did it, they would have to be going forward. He wasn't going forward at all. I mean, it was like something that a normal quarterback might be able to do 20 yards on your back foot like that, but he just flicked the ball in the air, and that sucker went 50 yards, and it was perfect. It was like right in the hands of the receiver. He's something else.
Oh, he's fantastic. He's got a very strong arm, and he's extremely accurate, and they still refuse to give him the accolades that he deserves simply because he doesn't play the quarterback position the way they traditionally want it to be played. I hate to keep playing the so-called race card, but essentially what it amounts to is that white guys who are generally less athletic at the quarterback position than the brothers, it's all about going back and passing. Don't run. You'll get hurt, da-da-da. But he's big and strong enough to throw and run. And when he gets past the line of scrimmage, he's bigger than everybody else. So the defensive backs and linebackers and everything, the linebackers are too slow to keep up with him. And the defensive backs are too small. So he either runs past some guys or runs over the others. And he doesn't get hurt. They don't want that to be the face of the quarterback in the National Football League, because if that is, the amount of young brothers coming into going into college playing the quarterback position these days, I said this 10 years ago, they're going to pretty much dominate the quarterback position in football just like they do in everything else. All people tend to, once the door is open, nobody can do anything better than us. We just don't realize that. We, as a people, we don't need anybody. We could do things on our own without anybody. If we had our own NFL, it would be better than the regular NFL. If we had our own NBA, it would be better than the NBA. On down the line, this is what we don't realize.
So what team is this guy with again?
The Carolina Panthers.
Oh, the Panthers. And what's his name?
Cam Newton. Cam Newton won a junior college championship when he was in junior college, national championship. He won a national championship on the next level at Auburn. He came into the NFL with the first pick anyone rookie of the year that year, and now he's about to win the MVP in the Super Bowl. I don't think anybody's ever done that.
Wow. Amazing.
The other thing is that I'm kind of my train of just to say in general, which is not positive, is that there is plenty of racism in sports to this day. People think that because you see blacks in different sports, even prominent positions in different sports, that there isn't any racism. For instance, I've never seen a black kicker of any kind on a football team, and that damn sure is not because black people can't kick a football. You know, you have very prominent blacks in soccer, and it's just stupid to even consider, but they want in these positions that they regard as pivotal, you know, where a game can be on the line with the field goals, they want a white person in the heroic position of saving the game.
Exactly.
Also,
there's one NFL, he plays for the Oakland Raiders. And he's the second one they had, and the New York Giants had one several years ago.
That just makes my point. I said none. I don't know that much about football, but it's very rare. Also, you never see any black jockeys on television, and there was an there used to be a horse racing track. They turned it into a dog track. I don't know what they're doing with it now, but in Kansas City, and I went there, and I saw all these jockeys. They were basically Hispanics, and the reason for that is very similar, as we should know, during slave times, and I imagine Reconstruction, to some considerable extent, most jockeys were black. But they decided that was too much of a heroic position for a black man to be in. They didn't want to see black people winning anything. They damn sure didn't want to see them winning horse races, so they don't have black jockeys anymore. Zero.
Does that explain why we see the little man in a jockey outfit sitting up holding signs?
Yes.
Exactly.
I didn't know that's why that came from.
Yes.
People
yes.
always say,
they,
hey.
There are no black, you would think that there were no black jockeys. And there probably isn't, because these racist horse owners, they have a silent rule. No black jockeys. There are none. Absolutely zero. Yeah,
well,
that's
tell you
know, 10,000 horse races on television,
that
you wouldn't see one.
The sport of ice hockey was started by blacks living in Canada a long time ago. They seen these people playing on the ice, frozen lakes, playing this game that they had made up. And that's how ice hockey is founded. And ice hockey is a decidedly European sport. Decidedly, you know, they do have a lot of black hockey players in Canada, because being a Commonwealth country, you have immigration from all the Caribbean and African, all that. And so in Canada, hockey is the number one sport, so the blacks up there, there's a lot of really good ones. And the NHL has a handful of black players and whatnot, but you look upon ice hockey as being a decidedly white sport, which it is. But we invented it. A lot of people don't know that. Black people, the Africans, invented the ice hockey in Canada. It was just like many other things in antiquity. It was taken over, reprocessed, and thrown back at everybody. You could go on through our history, and I could point out a thousand things that people seem to think that European and Western man invented, or you know, when actually they might have innovated it or taken it and reprocessed it and thrown it back at everybody, but they didn't invent it or discover anything. Like brother, the historian, Dr. Ben says, the only thing that Western man invented was racism, nothing else. And you don't want to take credit for that.
I found another little guy here. His name is Stephen R. Stafford, and the second, and he entered college when he was 11 years old, and he had three majors. Wow, that's amazing. Why wouldn't that be on the news?
Well, I must have had another black kid, Carson Huey, H-U-E-Y dash capital Y-O-U, Carson Huey U, and I'm looking at this on the internet now. It said the 11-year-old is the youngest student ever to attend Texas Christian University. Carson, who plans to be a quantum physicist, is taking calculus, physics, history, and religion in his first semester. Given that he was devouring chapter books by the age of two and attending high school at age five, the boy genius might reach his goal of attaining a doctorate before age 20. Well, that can easily be done if you can graduate from college at 15 or 16.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm looking at this little girl here by the age of seven, and her name is Mabu Luisu, and it's M-A-B-O-U. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. Last name, L-O-I-S-E-A-U. And by the age of seven, she spoke French, Creole, Spanish, Mandarin, Arabic, and Russian. And she also plays the harp, the clarinet, the violin, the drums, the guitar, and the piano. Wow. By seven, she was doing all of that. Now, that's good news.
I've heard different reports about this. But for several years, on television, I was hearing that the city plan, the street plan for Washington, D.C., which I must say it has to be, I hope it's one of the most difficult cities in the world to get around in, but in any case, it has a very sophisticated comprehensive street plan that was developed by a black man who was regarded as a super genius, and I don't even know that, you know, obviously city planning was not a field that available to black slaves in the early 1800s. But he supposedly, just because of his general brilliance, he was asked to develop the street plan for Washington, D.C. And the thing about Washington, D.C., for anybody who spent any time there, is that it has all of these circles. The most famous probably being DuPont Circle, but there are all of these circles where you have, like, three avenues going into the circle, and you have to go around. And sometimes on the other side of this, these avenues continue on the other side of the circle, but they don't necessarily have the same name as the street that went into the circle. And the best way for me to get around was one time I rented a car, Lincoln, they don't make it anymore, but it had a compass, and I could figure out where I was going from through the compass, but in terms of the streets, it was an absolute nightmare. You know, I'd be driving around, take me an hour to driving around to get my bearings to figure out where I was going.
Oh.
But I knew where I was going. But
well, now you're going to blame Benjamin Banneker for your not for being directionally challenged in D.C., huh?
Well, it's a little bit different because they didn't have cars back then. People were on foot or using horses. So, in any case, it was very impressive that they had him do that. I've heard other accounts later on. But for several years, I was hearing about this black man who developed the city plan.
Right.
I will say there's this version of the Wiz that came out recently with Queen Latifah playing... which I guess is interesting, the Wizard of Oz, who is, of course, a male figure, and mm-hmm. she was presented as, I don't know, kind of like a transsexual figure.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, she certainly didn't look like a man. Or exactly like, I guess maybe she looked like a real masculine female. But,
or either a wizard, maybe.
Well, I don't know that I've ever seen a wizard, but no, she was a weird-looking person, whatever she is. Or
I didn't
by whatever her gender was supposed to be, she was real weird. But it was well done, but it also, to my mind, emphasize the fact that the Wiz, the original Wiz with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson, Nipsey Russell, and so forth, is obviously the best musical ever produced in the history of the world. That is an astonishing accomplishment. And it got 2 stars by these Peckerwoods. It came out, I believe, in 1979.
Now he's
famous. There's someone else talking. I don't quite understand. What
I've heard that word Peckerwoods, and it means that the word Peckerwoods is a very prejudiced word. But go ahead.
Yeah, well... I agree. It's Peckers. It's against white people, and I don't
yes,
mind being prejudiced against
prejudice
white people.
Flows. It's prejudice, no matter what.
In any case, I think it's by far the best musical ever produced. Period, and it got 2 stars. And if the white establishment. Academy establishment that sets these ratings had their way, they would have given it 1 star. And in spite of the obvious brilliance of it and the fact that it's on television about every week for the last 35 years, their attitude was, you know, we don't need to give niggers any awards for singing and dancing. They used to do that on the plantations. And
oh,
I
gosh.
Saw,
we could think of so many movies like that, though, that were just outstanding movies. And
Malcolm X was one of them.
They got nothing, literally.
If anything should have had tremendous amount of awards, was that everybody in that movie, because I've seen all those people live. I've seen Elijah Muhammad live. I've seen Malcolm X live. I've seen them live. I've stood close enough to them to almost touch them in mosques and in the street. And the guy that played Elijah Muhammad, he had that will. It's like he studied this guy's life. He was Elijah. He talked like him. His use of the language was like, it was. He was perfect. And Denzel Washington was the most perfect Malcolm X. They all should have won Academy Award. That was a fantastic movie. Fantastic.
It was.
And they just kind of poo-pooed it. And that's because most so-called white people in this country, they didn't have that kind of access to, or they didn't pay that much attention to these people, so they didn't know anything about these people. They don't know a damn thing because they don't care. But if you come from my generation and you have seen these people, you could see what great performances were enacted in that movie. They were absolutely flawless.
You know, another movie that I can think of.
The accolades it should have gotten, that's only to be expected. I don't expect very much from this culture. I really don't.
You know
well,
Hollywood has always been that way. One of the other movies that got hardly anything was, let me tell you, was, and probably people don't even know it, but it was Mario Van Peebles, and it was called Posse. Posse was a very good movie. Posse was so good. And it got nothing. It was just kind of like shoveled off somewhere. And another one was the one that Halle Berry played. What was the name of that movie?
Not Monster Ball.
Oh, heck no. It was way
better.
She
shouldn't have won anything for that.
I was impressed
with Billy Bob Thornton.
She got something.
She got an award. He really acted in that. She didn't do anything. She didn't do anything in that. They just gave her that, man.
Well, yes, she did. She showed her breast. I think that was why they.
Well, that may be, but I mean, her breasts weren't worthy of getting an Academy Award. No more than it's hard being a pimp was worthy of getting an Academy. What kind of movie? What kind of song is that to get an Academy Award? It's hard being a pimp out here. That was an insult. It's ridiculous.
Well, there's this other one that Halle Berry played in. She was like this cat woman. She turned into a cat or something.
Cat woman, yeah.
That was good.
Award for the worst movie of the year. And this was after
she
previously won an Academy Award the year before.
But that was really a good movie. She played that movie, I'm telling you. But
I gotta see that.
You got to see it. You look at that and let's talk about it. Hey, Dorothy, do you have some good news for us? We're talking good news, and then we're going to wrap it up today. What's your good news?
My good news is I'm waiting to see what this verdict going to be, and I'm hoping it be a good news verdict. And then this with the Freddie Gray case, then the other good news is that policeman, I was really afraid that he was going to get off with that all-white jury for raping
Oklahoma.
Those 13 black women.
Yeah, that was good news. That was.
And I was so happy
he didn't get off
to see that he did not get off. And he's looking at 230 years for all those charges.
I think it's 260-some odd, actually.
Yes, and I am so glad. That was great news when I heard that he chose the wrong woman. It's when he chose that grandmother who had no criminal record and no criminal history, and she went straight to the hospital after he raped her. And that grandmother is the one that refused to back down and got him caught. And so that was great news for me. That was the best news that I can hear this week.
Oh, that was good news. That was good news, too. Okay, Edward, I think you've been on there. Do you have any good news to share? We're talking all good news today. Anything good news that you would like to share? And we'll let Mr. Brown go on with his good news, and we're just talking good news today. We talked about all the children that were geniuses. We talked about the guy getting convicted there, and there were so many young people that were outstanding. And so, yeah, you, Edward, you have
so any just ran things? Into a gentleman that has a 3-year-old little granddaughter, and she speaks 3 languages fluently.
Wow.
All children are able to do that. That's not an exception. That is the rule. However, the system keeps all the children dumbed down. They put them all together in preschools, which keeps them dumbed down. They don't educate them. Then they put them in public school systems to dumb them down some more. If you take a test from the late 1800s, early 1900s, an 8th grade test, none of you could pass it because it was way above the college levels now. They have dumbed down everybody in America on purpose. This is not news. This is old news.
Okay, which languages does your 3-year-old little friend's granddaughter, which languages does she speak, you remember?
She speaks Mandarin, Thai, and English, okay?
Okay.
The point being that everyone has the capacity when they're young to advance. But since they keep them all dumbed down and in the same schools with slow children and fast children and slow down all the fast children to the point of the slower children, and they, you see, it takes a community to raise children. Therefore, you're supposed to have all ages so they can learn from the different ages.
Uh-huh.
If not, then they are just learning stupid stuff from the same age group, which is usually ridiculous. Quentin, are you on the line with me? I'm not sure if he's on the line with me. Okay. What I wanted to say, and I want everybody to pay close attention. Everybody's coming easy. I can listen to all the so-called quote-unquote problems all over the country on all of these alternative news stations, which are much more popular than regular news nowadays. 78% of the people do not have faith in the news, and for good reason. It's all entertainment, and the Supreme Court ruled that all news is purely entertainment, that the reporters had no standing to sue because Monsanto blocked 86 versions of their news report on bovine growth hormone in the milk causing cancer. So they decided to sue after they were let go. They waited out their contracts, and the Supreme Court ruled that there is no truth have to be told in the news. It is purely fictional entertainment, okay?
Oh my
goodness. What I can tell you is what I've been doing is clearing everybody's debts, clearing their credit cards, clearing their car loans, clearing their mortgages, and basically and not clearing them in such a way as derogatory, but lawfully clearing them so because there is no money since 1933. If people don't study, they don't know anything. And basically, I just talked to a friend of mine who drives a brand new Maserati, and he has a lot of millionaire friends, and I said, Cameron, let me ask you a question, Cameron. How many people know how to get out of court battles and millionaires, since he knows all the millionaires, a lot of them? Don't they have to hire lawyers when they go into court? He said, yes, they do. So they're ignorant under the law, and they're telling the courts that, okay, second. When they get sick and the doctor tells them, you've got cancer, you have to start chemo tomorrow, don't they start chemo and radiation, even though it's murdering everyone? Yes, they do. So they're ignorant in health, all your millionaire friends. Yes, they are. Do they know how to clear their debts and get rid of their mortgages and their the unlawful assignments of mortgages to the pretender lenders? Do they understand that it's all unlawful? Do they know the solution? Just because you understand it is does not mean you know the solution. Do you know how to? Does anybody on the line know how to get rid of seatbelt tickets? You get a seatbelt ticket. What do? You go into court and you pay it, right?
Yep.
Wrong.
How do you
what? Excuse me?
I think
are you able to hear my voice okay?
We're hearing you fine. I think someone just was talking to somebody else.
When you get on, when you go into court and you get a simple seatbelt ticket or a parking ticket, what do? Most people just pay it because they don't want to do the work to find out how not to pay it. They don't want
right.
to make the effort. It's a lot easier to go in there and just cower down to the powers that be, to the trustees of the United States, which are the judges collecting. Did you ever look at all the courtrooms in the United States at 9 o'clock in the morning and the lines going outside the courts with people lined up to pay those fines? It's beyond anything you can imagine, the amount of money they're collecting. They are the trustees of the United States.
How much longer do we have on the air, Ms. Havoc, because I want to get some good news out about something that's going up
on
the East Coast.
Well, this is
okay,
good news, but I do understand.
Let's let Edward. We got about.
The good news
hold on
is.
A second. Go on and wrap it up, Edward, and then we're going to let Mr. Brown give his.
Okay,
news.
The good news is that you don't have to be subject to a Hollywood that treats people like garbage. They took the American Indian and made fun of them, and until 1958. Even if they were murdered anywhere in the country, there was no investigations. You think black people had it bad? You want to try to be – you try being an indigenous person. If you think black people had it bad, try being one of my indigenous friends who they gave 186,000 of his family were murdered with smallpox blankets. Mm-hmm. And until 1958 – if any of them walked down the street and stepped off the curb and anybody shot them, there was never an investigation. They were considered no more than insects, while black people were already winning their right and winning their freedom. American natives never won their freedom, and their land was robbed from them by the white man. And still, the people, black or white, are ignorant. And if you don't think they're ignorant, go watch them paying the tickets in court when there are no seatbelts on any public transportation, neither school buses or public transportation.
Every Indian tribe in the country just about fell on the side of the Confederacy, and they also had slaves. And when they attacked plantations, they killed slaves because slaves were not allowed to have weapons. So I agree with Indians against that.
They made them slaves afterwards.
Part and parcel of what the problem is. So don't separate the two. They were just a different brand of nigger to these people in this country.
You're right.
Every,
as far as that
every place. Indian tribe fought with the Confederacy. Okay. So don't say that we didn't have it as bad as they
did. Actually not. That's not true.
That is very true. And if you can
let me ask you a question.
Hold on. Did they not murder Lincoln? Who murdered Lincoln? Do you even know who murdered him? Do you know why they murdered him?
We're talking good
news. He wasn't even into freeing the slaves at all. Had nothing to do with that.
We're going to get one.
I understand that. I know that. I understand that.
The real truth is they created a new slavery after they murdered him. They created a new slavery. It was called the chain gang. And it was much more manageable. Now they could manage blacks on the chain gang and rebuild the South. Nothing changed.
I understand the discrepancy.
And you are
saying that we've been told that it's history, that 90% of what we've been told is history is the complete opposite, is probably closer to the truth. I understand all of that. But I'm just
that's
saying,
right.
I don't
think
you had it worse than us.
Okay, we're gonna let Mr.
Wait
Brown
a second, are you a slave right now?
Hold on, folks. Hattie is trying to let Mr. Brown speak, and you all are talking over her. So just be quiet.
I
want to
ask him because he was hollering at me and arguing with me. I don't like when, if he wants to agree with me, that's fine. When, if you study the American indigenous person whose all the lands were stolen from them, they were a peaceful people here in North America, portrayed in Hollywood as devils, okay?
Okay, now, I want Mr. Brown to give us his good news, but Mr. Brown, if you are still listening, I wanted to get in one more good news piece out there before we had to move on. So, well, we lost him on that one. Maybe he will call back in. So we're just looking for one more little piece of good news. Dorothy, did you have one more piece of good news you wanted to add?
Yes, I can add two. I would like to say there was a story recently on the news about this black family, and this black mother, she had I know it's kind of good. It's kind of a story, you know. I know you said good news, but I was trying to give you a little bit. She was
No, we want good news, Mr. Brown. We lost him, but we want to get him back on the line before we close out. Okay, go on.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go on with
him.
I
was saying there
you
was
go
a,
on and give me your...
Okay, there was a family where this black girl, they had her arrested, and to me it's good news. They had, and it was up in South Carolina, they had this black girl arrested. And the reason they had arrested, she came to this white, it was a funeral, they was having a funeral, and there was a prominent rich white man. And the girl came in, and the young lady fell over in the casket and began to cry about the old man. Then the family had the young lady removed from the church and said that the young lady was she was crazy and it was nothing. She shouldn't have been there. But anyway, to make a long story short, the lady, young black girl, said that her and the man had been going together secretly for years. The son, the man was a very prominent rich man. So they took the young black girl and had her thrown away and put in jail. But the black girl, one policeman listened. He really listened at the girl. And when he listened at the girl, he went and pulled up all the evidence. And everything that the black girl had said, it was true. But the family was trying to make her out of a lie and say that she was a gold digger, but she really wasn't. And to me, that was a good story because the young girl could have been put in jail and put away for years and never got out because the family was trying to say that she had been scheming this man while he was old and while he was senile and taking the money. But the one policeman stood up and listened and did some research. And after he did the research, he found out the young lady and the man had been going together for years. And the lady did not take anything. The man had gave it all to her.
You see? Yeah. And then they were arguing. Like black people had it worse than indigenous people. They didn't. And he wants to argue.
Well, we're not.
I wasn't arguing, and I never said they had it worse. I said we all had it about the same. They treated all of us in the same manner, is what I was saying.
You all picked that up.
The universal reservations and the ability to have casinos and all that, no matter how bad the land on the ground, I'll take that. We don't own any.
They don't own casinos. That's owned by the state.
That's what I'm
saying. They do not
own
those casinos. They have a little percentage of interest in the casinos. Don't you think that that's a trick? That's just a trick.
I understand that, but they still have the – I'll take that. I understand that, but I'll take that as opposed to what we have now, which is absolutely zero and whatnot.
I know
not to – I know how a Western man has treated us and the natives of this land and anywhere else because everywhere they went, they transgressed against everybody they met.
Well, what's going to happen in between?
Sure, white people are allowed.
I want to ask you something.
They had colonial control in Africa until the 1960s and whatnot.
I agree.
As bad as anybody else. That's all I'm saying.
What's going to happen here? What's going to happen here in the next few months? The dollar's going to dry up. There's not going to be any loans in the next 4 to 6 weeks. I got that from the top people. Most of the banks don't even know what's going to happen because they weren't told, but the top banks know already. They're going to do a major default on the shale oil companies because they're not able to produce oil because they're keeping the oil price down. So basically, there's going to be a commercial real estate bubble bust that's going to trigger a second residential real estate bust. How do I know this? I associate with a lot of individuals who have the right intelligence, and I associate with like-minded individuals that have great knowledge and have their ears to the ground. Are we facing 50 million people being put in FEMA camps? Yes, we are. Did they not deliver?
tractor trailer after tractor trailer load of signs with 500,000 signs in each one of them to the Pentagon that says, do not come out of your house, you are under martial law? Are they not planning and brought in 30,000 guillotines into this country? Did they not make up 200,000 boxcars with shackles in them, ready to make a bloodbath in this country? Do you not know what's coming? Do you not think that the white men are just as ignorant as the black man and the indigenous man that I have met in this world? Only a few men have knowledge, and the rest of them don't want to study. You happen to know things. You happen to know. But if you study sports, you'll understand that it's all corrupt, and the biggest corruption is actually made known in Europe. But they never let you know that anytime there's gambling in sports, it's totally corrupted. So it really doesn't matter. They created that as a distraction. The Bushes and the other billionaires own all the stadiums in this country, and they use eminent domain to throw the people off of their